From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France and Britain agree to take thousands of refugees. French President François Hollande said his country would accept 24,000 refugees over the next 2 years. And British Prime Minister David Cameron said 20,000 Syrian refugees from camps in Turkey, Jordan, and Syria could settle in Britain over the next 5 years. Henry Ridgewell has more.
Britain had refused to increase its intake of refugees, but in Parliament Monday, Prime Minister David Cameron announced a further 20,000 Syrian refugees would be given asylum over the next 5 years.
We will continue with our approach of taking refugees from the camps and from elsewhere in Turkey, Jordan and Lebanon.
Cameron refused to sign on to European Union plans for compulsory quotas of refugees who have already arrived in Europe. Henry Ridgewell, London.
At one point Monday, hundreds of the migrants at a refugee center near Hungary's border with Serbia broke through police lines and began marching toward Budapest. President Barack Obama marked Labor Day in the U.S. by ordering federal contractors to provide sick leave for 300,000 employees. Obama told a rally in Boston for union workers that he signed the executive order because Republicans have waged what he called a constant attack on working Americans.
I mean, this is a party that says it wants to rebrand itself. I'm going to quote them here. They said they want to be the party of the American worker and the party of higher wages. Well, that's great. But think about it. They oppose raising the minimum wage. They're doing everything they can to bust unions. And then they want to claim to be the party of the American worker.
President Barack Obama. This is VOA News. Security officers carried former Chadian dictator Hassan Habré into court Monday after he refused to take part in his trial on war crimes charges. Guards had to physically restrain the 72-year-old Habré as he thrashed about in his seat and shouted as an indictment was read against him. Afghanistan's suspended peace talks with the Taliban appear no closer to resuming following meetings between senior Afghan and Pakistani officials in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Pakistan's National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz says his primary mission in Friday's meetings in Kabul was to address what he called anti-Pakistan sentiment in the Afghan government, which he said had spoiled the atmosphere for holding another round of peace talks. In an interview with VOA, Aziz admitted that the Afghan leadership appeared less keen on resuming peace talks with the Taliban from where they broke off in July after it was revealed that the longtime leader of the insurgent group had died 2 years ago. He said Afghan authorities will let Islamabad know in the coming days whether the time is right for resuming talks. Ayaz Gulf, Islamabad.
Pakistan's military says a locally developed drone has carried out its first missile strike, killing at least three high-profile militants near the Afghan border. France will begin surveillance flights over Syria ahead of possibly joining the U.S.-led coalition of countries conducting airstrikes against Islamic State militants there. President François Hollande made the announcement Monday. He also called for a meeting with his German, Russian, and Ukrainian counterparts to ensure that the peace agreement for eastern Ukraine is carried out. Hollande said Monday he would propose that a meeting be held in Paris before the start of this year's United Nations General Assembly on September 15th. Guatemala faces a presidential runoff election after the leading candidates failed Sunday to garner enough votes to avoid a second round. That runoff is scheduled for October 25th. Turkish fighter jets launched airstrikes Monday against 13 targets of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. The strikes follow an attack Sunday by Kurdish fighters on a Turkish troop convoy near the country's border with Iran and Iraq. An unconfirmed number of Turkish troops were killed. Italy's high court has faulted prosecutors who compiled the murder case against American Amanda Knox and her Italian former boyfriend, saying their case had major flaws. Both defendants were acquitted in the killing of Knox's British roommate. In its 52-page document, the Court of Cassation said there was no biological trace linking the two to the murder of British student Meredith Kircher. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.